So you are propagating the last satsang.
Yes.
What does it mean?
The last satsang, it means the last satsang, isn't it? Okay, it is basically for people who are already for a while on the official on the path, you know, who have been with many masters, mostly. They write letters to me, and they have come to the meditation, they have read Ramana, whatsoever. So this is more for the people who are official on the path and are ready for the last satsang. Last satsang is truly for liberation. It is, I call it an underground meeting, because it is not public. So I do accept only people who are truly ready for that. Yes, so they receive a letter and they respond to this letter and also answering some questions. And they have been listening to the open satsang on the internet, and they just do feel ready to do the last satsang. They truly can relate towards what I speak. So people who are just step into being official on the path, they will make less feel interested or attracted towards the last satsang. They want to be on the path. It is also a beautiful time, a romance, to be a seeker, yes, with God, with existence, yes, as well. And they need some groups maybe, and come to a point when they come to know meditation as well. Yeah. I find meditation is very important to come to know, so it was my path, meditation. A very scientific device, you know. I don't even call it spiritual. And most of the people there do misunderstand what is meditation. That's why often we hear who is doing meditating and things like that, as if it is not valuable to meditate. Yes. Meditation is something you just sit official. Once a while you just decide, I'm going to sit down. Official, I sit down, I'm not doing anything. I'm not going to shopping, I'm not going to talk to my wife, I don't going to cook. I just really want to sit down and close my eyes and be a scientist. Does it make sense what I'm saying? Rather a scientist to see what this meditation is pointing me to. What is it all about, just to sit down and discard the boundaries with closing the eyes? And if you're very alert, you will notice in the instant there are no thoughts. You should not overlook when there in the instant there are no thoughts. It is that ordinary. But as soon, obviously, there are thoughts, but most of the people, they are so much focused on their thoughts and so on, and then they overlook when there are no thoughts how ordinary it is. There's nothing to expect from meditation. Meditation is rather pointing to you towards what is. What is? With closing the eyes, you discard the boundaries. And if you don't move this body, you will notice almost there is no body. Somehow you come to know beyond this body. And you're not trying to understand, you just sit there and you become aware of thoughts, which are maybe somewhere in the passive, but it is not really what meditation doesn't point you to thoughts. Not really to no thoughts either, but if there are no thoughts, which are so natural in the passive, if the thoughts are not important, then you can see what is so dominant, if there is no thought or not. This is what meditation points you to. Just sit fucking hell down and see what is all about. This now, this life itself. When you discard this body, the appearance, the thoughts, if they are now there or not. Soon, if you sit for a while, you allow the thoughts to be there or not, it is not important. Really not important. You can be even entertained a little bit with the thoughts, somewhere in the passive. So long it is not so active, just somewhere in the passive, no problem. But what is in the midst of thoughts or no thoughts so dominant, it is life itself, it is now, it is here. It is a miracle. It is beyond understanding. Meditating, you do not try to understand, you only see. You only see what is here. You do not go in your imagination either. You don't expect something to happen, you just only see what is this device of meditation when you just stop with everything. You are born into the realm of boundary as a body-mind organism. It is a miracle. Don't you ever have asked yourself how it come I'm suddenly here? What is that? Isn't it? This is a very scientific question. It makes you human, isn't it? It is natural to ask that question. Sooner or later, this makes you human. It shows that you have a certain developed mind, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So there you kind of sit there, this device of meditation. But there is only purely life itself. And you notice if the thoughts are not so important, if they are now here or not there, then they are so passive and often not at all there. What you notice is that your nature starts to shine through, which is always well, regardless this body-mind organism may feel like, you know what I'm saying, which is very blissful situation beyond understanding to sit in meditation, gratitude for no reason. You understand?
Mm.
Nothing imagined, nothing wondered, you feel what I'm saying? So this, to sit there and to come to know more and more what you saw in love in meditation, which is your nature, which is always well, which shines through. Even if you get up afterwards, it is not gone, because it is not something you imagine. You just more and more become aware of that as well. You follow what I'm saying? So meditation is so trustworthy, because whatever you come to know through meditation beyond understanding, it is not to think about it and try to understand, or something should happen where you imagine things like expansion and I don't know what you imagine. Nothing to imagine. Scientific. Whatever you come to know beyond understanding, beyond language, there's a knowing. This is knowing you with your own authority. So through meditation for myself, I came to know the light unto myself. I trusted. Meditation gave me the direction, being on the path. Through meditation, I immediately felt attracted towards, because I knew, I could see, I'm not the thoughts, and I'm not the emotion. It is a come, it is a go. You feel what I'm saying? I could see, where is it if I don't think it? This is beyond understanding, beyond thinking of it, but this you come to know naturally, yes. And I could see through meditation there is a different way to be free than what we think in our logic, how to be free. You follow what I'm saying? So I immediately trusted it. If you truly come to know meditation, you will not believe in analyzing, because analyzing is just having more and more thoughts, isn't it? You have to come to know beyond thoughts. When mind is in rest, so nature, it can be in rest, so nature for a long time. It is so natural for this mind. It is nature for the mind to have thoughts, and equal nature to have no thoughts. Many times a day it has its natural rest, you tendence to overlook, because you somehow, being a seeker, you cling to its silence, you follow what I'm saying? Yes. So as well, meditation points you towards what is. You have to learn to value what is and not want something else. You want to be scientific. This is the entrance to come to know what is true beyond the appearance. It is here now in the midst of appearance. This is the entrance. You follow what I'm saying? This is where you come to know what is true. There you do not go in your imagination. Yes.
You talk about liberating the mind. What does that mean?
Okay. So intensive satsang, the last satsang, liberation. Yeah, I speak. The intensive satsang is basically for liberation, to liberate this mind. So first thing, yeah, let me finish this, because otherwise, okay. The first step to liberate this mind, you have to come to know who am I. This is the first step. This is the ground. You have to come to know who am I. Yes. So this is, I introduce people only in intensive satsang towards who am I. We go through investigation. It takes a long time. Tao, me, Ramana, say, it doesn't take a second, yes, to know who am I. But it is not so consciously known, like less than a second. You follow what I'm saying? I do not exclude this beloved servant mind to come to know who am I. It is not known through thinking process. But when mind is in rest, is not separate from source, from the authority who can come to know who am I. You follow what I'm saying? Does it make sense to you? Yes. So in that way, this mind is included. Yes. So during that investigation, intensive satsang, the first 4 days, we the question, who am I? We go through investigation, and what I'm doing there as well is through the investigation to come to know whom I, in the same time you also come to know the tendency of the mind.
Mm-hmm.
It is very difficult for me to describe that. It can't be really this, but we go through investigation, but in the same time you come to know as well the tendency of the mind. Because it is so easy to think I know whom I, but you don't know. You follow what I'm saying? You see, so far till now, many people came to me. They have been with Mochi, they have been with many different, with people who invite many people, right? They think they know who am I, and then they come here, they truly come to know who am I. You follow what I'm saying? There is great difference. You follow what I'm saying? So during these 4 days, you come to know very well how this creativity of mind functions. You will no more be deluded with the power of mind. You understand? Mind is not your enemy. It is just, you have to recognize how it functions. It makes you human. It is to investigate, to see, you follow what I'm saying, the tendencies with the mind, and once you can see it, how it functions, you can feel it even in the brain before you even shift to having a thought. You follow what I'm saying? It becomes so obvious and clear during these 5 days how this mind is functioning. And through that, and naturally you come to know with that as well, to a point you come to know whom I. And to know whom I, it is an awakening. It is an awakening. And if it is not an awakening, then it is just an intellectual understanding, you follow what I'm saying? It doesn't do anything, you follow what I'm saying? It is just something you keep on remembering and keep on telling people and telling to yourself, and you keep on remembering it, you understand? So this is not knowing who am I. And it's all, as well, people often think I know who am I, and then I say I know who am I, this is me, huh? I tell you, I have been on the path, my path was the highway, I went meditation, I don't went left or right, I do not go in my imagination, I am very scientific, I have been always trusting that not to go into my imagination. That's why I went not into healing, because it uses the power of mind, nothing wrong with that. But I was on the highway for liberation, you understand. So to come to know him, I'm not satisfied with any intellectual understanding. Through meditation I can see very clear if it is something what I understand and makes totally sense, and I, somewhere with understanding I do recognize the truth. But I'm still busy with that. Oh, I'm awareness. The people relax as awareness till you're confident with that. What is that? Keep on practicing. It can't be practiced to come into the right vision. So to know who am I, you come to know in intensive satsang consciously. I say you have to come to know consciously, not I know whom I am.
It's more an experiencing.
It is not an experience. This is a bit mind-blowing. We can't talk about that. It is not an experience. It can't be an experience. Whatever you experience is separate from you. It can't be you. You follow what I'm saying? It is not an experience. This is why I can't speak it, but this is happening in intensive satsang. There is this tendency there, thinking it is an experience, but it has nothing to do with an experience. It is... To come to know, once you come to know in intensive, whom I, there is a laughter, there is a relief with that. There's a relief. It makes all the difference. It is not enough to hear, I'm awareness, I'm consciousness, I don't know what people say, what is so, when you try to understand, obviously, anyone knows that. I know that science 79 being with Osho. But when I went to Puncheji, the first time really asked myself that question, it took me still after 2-3 weeks later, when I came back to my bamboo hut, when I suddenly could recognize consciously whom I am. Consciously. Mind is at ease with that recognition, will no more wonder with that. There is not, I do not know. There is a knowing, a recognition, but it is not separate from you. You understand?
It's a recognition rather than an experience. Yeah?
A self-evidence. It is a self-evidence. It's a true recognition. And it is not an understanding. It is a knowing. It is a knowing. And there is not a somebody who knows something. You follow what I'm saying? So saying that and understand that doesn't mean that you know so. You follow what I'm saying? Because for myself, I understood that. But as a meditator, if you sit in meditation, first thing, you never ask yourself the question, who am I? Why you should ask yourself as a meditator when you sit in meditation, the question, who am I? It is just another thought, isn't it? And then if you ask a question, there's bound to be another thought, isn't it? So as a meditator, you just sit there and you shut up and you enjoy. And you can sit there for long. The more you enjoy, the more you love it. What shines through in meditation, the more you sit there, is there no thought or not? It's so irrelevant, but mostly there is not. You know what I'm saying? But a meditator does not ask who is meditating or who am I. Because this is going to be just another thought. This is what I thought. But when I went to Puncheji, a good friend, a meditator friend, like a brother being on the path, you know, he was also highway. He went to Puncheji. He said, "You should go there. I don't tell you anything, but you go there. You have to check out this guy." He said, and this is when I first time. Then when I came to know whom I am, then I only understood. I had no idea why I should know whom I am. Why I should know? Just to find another identity or what? I believed always no identity. You understand? No identity. Why I should know am I? I just couldn't understand why I should, but everybody who am I, okay, let's find out. And when I came to know whom I was surprised. As a meditator, I was surprised when I came to know that I thought I don't need to know. You have to know, you have no right to say I do not know till you have come to know. This is consciously have come to know. Then this mind is at ease with not knowing, because you have come to know. You follow what I'm saying? So when I came to know, I was surprised. There was a relief. And what happened in that moment when I came to know him, exactly what I was waiting for when I was sitting in meditation, though I thought I was not waiting for anything, but there is some kind of a love affair going on when you sit in meditation with existence, with God, no need for any thought, but your nature shines through and there's this love and this bliss and these things. You notice that with sitting there. So there was this kind of separation and this longing to disappear, to dissolve. Maybe waiting even for an explosion that is mind going to stop forever, you understand? Something happening. You follow me? Some waiting position is there a bit, you know? Though you try to be, you are scientific, but this was, but when I came to know whom I, exactly happened what I was waiting somewhere in meditation, and I tell you, I continue meditating. It was not for me that I thought in any way it is over, or it was not that I thought in any way that this is enlightenment or anything. But what a relief. Meditation completely changed. There was... I can't explain to you what has changed, because people try, oh, what has changed? You understand?
Yes.
But it was so much better and great. I just would not want to stop to meditate. Not, I have been found. Yes, there was no more this waiting. It was over. So I was really just enjoying to discard the boundaries and just really enjoy, you know. No, I'm found. You understand? But I can say to you, it is an awakening. Mind and rest not separate from that recognition. And because it is so scientific, true, it is a recognition, mind is at ease with that. There's no wandering after that. It is a relief. You can lean back and you never have to ask yourself that question again. This separation disappears, you follow what I'm saying? So it is not enlightenment. I didn't think of enlightenment, but I was... so grateful to come to know. I was laughing. I never asked myself the question. It is not who is in. Who is in is the wrong question. You can only find the stomach if you ask yourself who is in. Who is looking from who, for whom, you understand? It's the wrong question. So I have got the right question with Puntaji. Yes? So then... I continue to meditate and enjoying being in the ashram, taking care of the swans as well. And many things getting triggered in the ashram more than anyone. When you go anywhere out, so you say so-called out into the world. But in the ashram, it is really like a magnificent, how we call this glass?
Magnifying glass.
Magnifying glass. You know, it's really, you will never really see it so obvious and strongly anywhere than in an ashram, you understand?
May I make a suggestion? I'm married, and I always call my wife my guru, because she can... push the buttons, and
yeah, I mean, I'm not really into pushing buttons. You know, once you awake,
it's over.
You will not push. This is for the therapist to do. Any idiot can push buttons. This is not. This is the win and lose game. You follow what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I speak of the play of Lila. Once awake, enlightened, it is not a game. You understand? You may play football, but you. This is not a game. Once awake, once you know who you are and mind is complete in its liberation, you are in the play of Lila. You understand?
Wait,
I just want to finish that. Then you are in the play of Lila. You see, the play of Lila is when you are in the right vision. In the right vision, wait. Yes, in the right vision. You know who you are and you know who everybody else is. You know what I'm saying? And you will relate only towards pure intelligence. It is everybody's nature if they now know so or do not know so. And there is a nature, love and respect to all the living beings. It comes with that, you understand. For you, everybody is a Buddha. If they now know so or don't know so, you relate towards the nature, which is dominant for you and everybody that just do not know so. And with that, these people notice there is great respect, love and respect. And this gives them, this is the support people need to relate towards people, yes? So if you awake and mind is liberated, you are in the right vision. So there is no more a win and lose game possible. You understand? You relate towards source, towards pure intelligence, which is held. If they know no so, do not know so, you ignore their ignorance. It is for the therapist. Any idiot can poke in other people on and peeling and tell them how ignorant you are. An idiot can do, and they need it for a while, maybe. But it is not the job for somebody who is awake. You share in a different way that you support their nature, which is so dominant with relating. Not thinking, I'm so enlightened. You're not owning intelligence. There is nobody to own anything. There's only source. So you keep on relating. You feel what I'm saying? And these people, they notice there is a respect. Natural respect comes with that. They have never really known. And they feel the support. And this is what everybody needs. You feel what I'm saying? And so that's why I say, there is this win and lose game, you know. This is when you poke. Look how uncentered you are. Look how unenlightened you are. What a ignorant you are. Okay, there's a time you need that because this makes you also desperate. Your so-called enemy make you desperate. Now I had enough. I want to wake up. I keep on believing my enemy, you know. You understand? So I had suffered enough and I keep on believing it. So please come for the last satsang if you had enough. You follow and see what is fucking hell true. Once for all. Don't think you know. Thinking I know is not knowing.